This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Three teens facing murder charges after allegedly throwing large rocks into passing cars appeared in court today. CPR's Paolo Scialcito reports lawyers representing the suspects requested separate trials for the three accused.
The defense lawyers argued for the trials to be separated. Some pieces of evidence applied to one of the defendants, but not all, the lawyers said. They argued that having three trials with three sets of evidence reduces the risk of prejudice against the teenagers. Prosecutors partially opposed the motion, saying the trials between Joseph Koenig and Nicholas Carroll Chick should remain connected, while not opposing the separation of Zachary Kwok's trial. The court's judge will make a decision on the matter before an arraignment set for January. I'm Paolo Scialcito, CPR News.
The White House announced new rules today to make it easier for families to find home health care. It will allow the use of federal funds to create a state registry of home care providers. White House American Rescue Plan Advisor Gene Sperling says the goal is to professionalize the industry and make it easier for families to find care.
To be able to look at a registry and understand, you know, who's available, who's nearby, who has certain skills, who has certain training.
The announcement was part of a meeting at the White House on how American Rescue Funds help the home health care field. Governor Jared Polis discussed how Colorado raised health care salaries to $15 an hour in 2022. Pop singer Ciara and Denver quarterback Russell Wilson welcomed a daughter into the world today, according to ESPN. Her name, Amora Princess Wilson. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.